This is St. Louis Public Radio. Every year, first-year students at Washington University's School of Medicine climb on board three yellow school buses and head north. The route passes through the city's poorest neighborhoods in a bid to introduce medical students to the lives of their future patients. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Bascaran reports, it's a trip the school hopes will make them better doctors.
The first stop is a playground on the north side of St. Louis. The streets nearby are a mix of 100-year-old homes that were once imposing but now lie empty, some modest, newly constructed units, and grassy, vacant lots. It's 2 miles away from the sprawling academic medical center where these students will learn how to be doctors. The students gather around local activist Bob Hansman, who explains that when a neighborhood loses population over many years, like this one has, the consequences can be tragic.
There are places in this city now that have been so depleted, so to speak, that things like packs of feral wild dogs can run through the neighborhoods looking for something to eat. And this is where it happened.
He tells the story of 10-year-old Rodney McAllister. One night in 2001, the boy was playing alone in this park near his house when he was attacked by a pack of wild dogs. His body was found, mutilated, the next morning.
People in the city spent a lot of time pointing fingers at each other because nobody wanted to see themselves as part of this larger pattern where a 10-year-old child in 2001 could be eaten alive by wild dogs.
Lessons on housing and structural racism may seem out of place in a medical school curriculum, but there's a direct connection here. A patient's environment can increase their risk of cancer, chronic illness, and premature death. A doctor who doesn't realize this may make things worse. Washington University's School of Medicine has been sending students on these trips for 15 years, and Associate Dean of Diversity Dr. Will Ross has been trying to convince other medical schools to do it too.
To be frank, a lot of students in medical schools are coming from affluent backgrounds.
Nationally, there's a growing realization that doctors need to consider the health effects of poverty, and medical students have to experience it to really understand it. This bus tour may be their first time in a neighborhood with a high poverty rate. But later, when these lessons kick into place, Ross says he sees a difference in the way his students write their patients' social histories.
Back when we were students, we would ask, do you smoke? Do you drink alcohol? You know, the social history was like a line and a half. And now I look at the students' social histories, and they're like a paragraph. And they truly know how to ask the right questions. What's happening in your life?
And that, Ross says, is what he wants these students to realize. One of the last stops the bus makes is a small forest that has grown over the site of Pruitt-Igoe, a massive public housing complex raised in the 1970s. As the students hike through, Amir Kucharski says he's studied health disparity issues before, but this experience made him think.
You know, it's not so much someone's cancer necessarily that they can't pay for their prescription. It is saying, you know, you gotta think about the way people are being segregated and how that influences their health outcomes.
Sometimes the connection is deeply personal, says first-year Kamari Ali from Michigan.
For example, if you have a patient that comes in and they have cirrhosis or what people say like a hard liver, if you're just seeing them as their liver and just try to treat it as such, you're going to miss things.
Things from their life that affect their health and how they can get better.
That person might be drinking a lot and that could be the cause. And then if you ask why are they drinking, they could be depressed.
In that case, treating the depression might be more effective than just treating the liver. These students still have 4 years to go before they're practicing MDs, but they say they'll take these perspectives along with them for the ride. This trip is just the beginning. I'm Duri Bascaran, St. Louis Public Radio.